Macmillan Audio presents Prayers for Sale by Sandra Dallas. Read for you by Maggie Meg Reed. Chapter 1. The old woman peered past the red geraniums in her deep front window at the figure lingering in the moon-white snow at the gate. In the gloom of the late winter afternoon, Henny Comfort did not recognize the woman, who stood like a curious bird, her head cocked to one side as she looked at the fence, then the front door, and back at the fence again. Henny watched, thinking it odd that anyone would wait there, mute as the snow itself. Why would a body stand in the cold when she could come inside by the stove? Henny had gone to the window to read her letter in the winter light, because the heavy snow had weighted down the wires, causing the electric to go out. It was too dark inside now to read, although Henny knew the words wouldn't be any different from what they were when she read the letter at the post office that morning. For years, May had urged her to move out of the high country. This time, she'd made it plain that if Henny insisted on another winter on the Earth's backbone, May would come to Middle Swan herself and pack up her mother and take her below, to Fort Madison, on the eastern edge of Iowa. May was a loving daughter, but she was as stubborn as Henny. "You can spend your summers in Middle Swan, Mom, but I..."